Hi there, and welcome to EHS This Week for the week ending June 26th. That would be the work week ending June 26th. This is Jason and Allison again from Intellex to bring you the latest and greatest in health, safety, quality, environmental news and things that we find might be interesting to you, our listeners. So Allison, I was going through some of our notes earlier today, and I noticed there's been some updates for a story that's near and dear to our hearts here in Canada and in Toronto, which was the train derailment disaster in Lac Mégantic, Quebec, not too long ago. Why don't you fill us in on what the new update is?
Yeah, so it's a story we've talked about several times before on this podcast. It's come up regularly over the past couple of years. In fact, the anniversary is coming up pretty soon. It's been almost exactly 2 years now. A little bit of history. The accident occurred when an unattended train, which was carrying crude oil, rolled downhill, derailed, and exploded. So the accident was one of the worst rail accidents in Canadian history. It destroyed a large portion of the town. The railway later filed for bankruptcy, since at the time their insurance wasn't enough to cover the cost of evacuation, cleanup, injury, property damage cost millions. And it was the deadliest accident involving a non-passenger train. So just with all that background information, the big thing that's happened this Monday, actually, is that the Canadian government laid charges against the railway, finally, responsible for the 2013 derailment that killed 47 people total.
Yeah, and I think it's important, not only was this kind of a Canadian tragedy, but it's important to revisit just in general when it comes to health and safety. Unfortunately, a lot of people, a lot of companies and workers and managers have a feeling that, you know, health and safety, while important, you know, we want to be safe, it's not really that big of a deal. It won't ever hit my bottom line, will it? But the reality is in these extreme cases, or even in lesser cases, there is a tangible financial impact. You know, in this case, the fines are north of $1 million Canadian, and beyond that, there's even criminal charges that are being pursued. So, you know, it really puts into black and white context the stark reality of the risks that you're putting yourself at and your company at when you, you know, downplay health and safety and its importance.
Yeah, absolutely. The president specifically of the company has been named, as well as five other people that have ties to the company, including the conductor. Of course, the conductor's lawyer, you know, is suggesting that the charges are politically motivated, saying that the government's trying to portray Transport Canada as sort of this public guardian of safety in the railway system, when in fact, you know, if you're talking about blame, quote unquote, there's an awful lot of that to go around. So there's been findings saying that Transport Canada played their own role, and there were serious failings on its end as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it goes to show that, you know, safety really is all of our responsibilities. Obviously, the amount and the scope of your responsibility when you're a government regulator versus a corporation versus an employee may vary. But the bottom line is we all need to play our part to make sure that not only workplaces, but, you know, just the environment as a whole is safe and conducive for all of our happiness and well-being.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be interesting to see these charges playing out in court. So the individuals are expected to appear in court, I think, in November. For individuals, the maximum penalty is $50,000 fine and up to 6 months in jail.
Yeah, so we'll keep you up to date as news emerges with the newest updates and any new revelations when it comes to that unfortunate incident in Lac Mégantic. In other news, I don't know about you, Allison, but when I see warm weather and sunshine, that means bathing suit season. And not to make light of the situation, but the FDA has actually made a huge announcement this week regarding, you know, something that unfortunately is not only impacting our ability to wear flattering bathing suits, but also, you know, really our quality of life. And that is trans fats and some of the other, you know, frankenfoods or franken additives that have been introduced into the food system. Allison, why don't you give us, again, a little snapshot of what was talked about?
So it's another big announcement this week. It came from the FDA this Tuesday. The U.S. regulator has said that artificial trans fats are going to be completely phased out of processed foods in order to, I guess, make bathing suit a little bit more pleasant, as you were saying, but mostly to prevent fatal heart attacks. So there's a little bit more of a serious side to that, too. But this is going to affect everything from microwave popcorn to frozen pizza. It's going to be big.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those things, it's, you know, on the surface, there's sort of an aesthetic or just a beauty element to the impact of some of these chemicals and additives, and in this case, specifically trans fats that have been introduced into the food system and our diets as North Americans and as people in the Western world. But as Allison alluded to, you know, obesity and the follow-on diseases that can be caused by obesity are a big deal, both financially as well as just in terms of emotional impact into our healthcare system and us as a whole, particularly as we get older. So this is a good step in the right direction, I think.
I think even something like as recently as 2009, Health Canada was saying that around 1,000 people died prematurely from trans fat specific related heart attack deaths every year.
Yeah, and again, when numbers do emerge, it can be quite shocking sometimes when you do attribute or associate the, you know, the cost numbers, if you will, when it comes to things like health and well-being. So that takes us to the end of our weekly update. We wanted to thank you again for joining us with EHS this week. And before we leave, it's time for Allison to say goodbye.
This is my catchphrase now, apparently. What is this? Have a safe week, everyone.